So they came to Capernaum, and when they were indoors, he asked them, "What were you discussing as we came along?" They were silent, for on the way they had been arguing about who should be the greatest. Jesus sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "If any man wants to be first, he must be last and servant of all." Then he took a little child and stood him in front of them all, and putting his arms around him, said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one little child like this for my sake is welcoming me. And the man who welcomes me is welcoming not only me, but the one who sent me." Then John said to him, "Master, we saw somebody driving out evil spirits in your name, and we stopped him, for he is not one who follows us." But Jesus replied, "You must not stop him. No one who exerts such power in my name would readily say anything against me. For the man who is not against us is on our side. In fact, I assure you that the man who gives you a mere drink of water in my name, because you are followers of mine, will most certainly be rewarded. And I tell you too, that the man who disturbs the faith of one of the humblest of those who believe in me would be better off if he were thrown into the sea with a great millstone hung round his neck. Indeed, if it is your own hand that spoils your faith, you must cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to keep both your hands and go to the rubbish heap. If your foot spoils your faith, you must cut it off. It is better to enter life on one foot than to keep both your feet and be thrown onto the rubbish heap. And if your eye leads you astray, pluck it out. It is better for you to go one-eyed into the kingdom of God than to keep both eyes and be thrown onto the rubbish heap, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, for everyone will be salted by fire. Salt is a very good thing, but if it should lose its saltiness, what can you do to restore its flavour? You must have salt in yourselves and live at peace with each other." Then he got up and left Galilee and went off to the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Again great crowds assembled to meet him, and again, according to his custom, he taught them. Then some Pharisees arrived to ask him this test question: "Is it right for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus replied by asking them, "What has Moses commanded you to do?" "Moses allows men to write a divorce notice and then to dismiss her," they said. "Moses gave you that commandment," returned Jesus, "because you know so little of the meaning of love. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that in body they are no longer two people, but one. That is why man must never separate what God has joined together." On reaching the house, his disciples questioned him again about this matter. "Any man who divorces his wife and marries another woman," he told them, "commits adultery against his wife. And if she herself divorces her husband and marries someone else, she commits adultery." Then some people came to him bringing little children for him to touch. The disciples tried to discourage them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant and told them, "You must let the little children come to me. Never stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Indeed, I assure you that the man who does not accept the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. As he began to take the road again, after welcoming the children, a man came running up and fell at his feet and asked him, "Good master, what must I do to be sure of eternal life?" "I wonder why you call me good," returned Jesus. "No one is good, only God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honour your father and your mother." "Master," he replied, "I have kept carefully all these since I was quite young." Jesus looked steadily at him and his heart warmed towards him. Then he said, "There is one thing you still want. Go and sell everything you have. Give the money away to the poor. You will have riches in heaven. And then come back and follow me." At these words, his face fell, and he went away in deep distress, for he was very rich. Then Jesus looked around at them all and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those who have great possessions to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were staggered at these words, but Jesus continued, "Children, you don't know how hard it can be to get into the kingdom of heaven. Why, a camel could more easily squeeze through the eye of a needle than a rich man get into the kingdom of God." At this, their astonishment knew no bounds, and they said to each other, "Then who can possibly be saved?" Jesus looked straight at them and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God." Then Peter burst out, "But look, we have left everything and followed you." "I promise you," returned Jesus, "nobody leaves home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and the gospel's without getting back 100 times over, now in this present life, homes and brothers and sisters, mothers and children and land, though not without persecution, and in the next world eternal life. But many who are first now will then be last, and the last now will then be first." They were now on their way up to Jerusalem, and Jesus walked on ahead. The disciples were dismayed at this, and those who followed were afraid. Then once more he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "We are now going up to Jerusalem," he said, "as you can see. And the Son of Man will be betrayed into the power of the chief priests and scribes. They are going to condemn him to death and hand him over to pagans who will jeer at him and spit at him and flog him and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again."